It's Christmas morning. The preparations are over. The gifts have been wrapped. Many of them by this stage have been unwrapped. The toys have been played with. The books started to be read. The socks have been put on. Everyone gets socks at Christmas, don't you? And the sweets shared around. Or at least I hope the sweets are getting shared around somewhere. It may be that you still have gifts to share with folks. And I hope you enjoy doing that later. We often put a lot of time and effort in preparing to share gifts, don't we? I took a chunk of time to try and to decide what to get for Morag this year. And then I had to prepare really early because I was getting her something to go with what I'd got her for her special birthday earlier this year. And I almost didn't get that for her birthday because I didn't prepare in time. So I had to prepare early for Christmas. I had to wait for something arriving from Orkney. You see, the bracelet had to be handmade, which takes time. Then it had to be shipped down to the mainland and down to Stirling in time for Christmas, preparing to share. Someone else who took time to share their gift was God. He had promised a saviour way back in the beginning of time in Genesis chapter 3, the first book of the Bible. He spoke about it again and again through many of the prophets. And then after a period of time, he was ready to share his gift with the world. And God then invited others in to see that gift and then to share that news with others as well. And they were the shepherds that we've just read about. This Advent season, we've been thinking about faith and obedience. And this morning, we continue with preparing to share God's gift. As part of their preparation, we find the shepherds were serving faithfully. Verse 8 says that they were living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. These folks were busy doing what they were called to do, shepherding the flock. They looked after the sheep. They protected them from harm. They guided them to fresh pasture. They carried rods and staff which protected and guided the sheep. The rods would beat off the wolves and the bears who tried to capture the little lambs. The staff would guide them carefully forward, a way for the sheep to follow. And the crook in the end would often be used to grab that wayward little lamb or sheep that was wandering away. These shepherds were serving faithfully, doing the job they were called to do. We are called to serve faithfully too. That might be at school, at uni, at home, at work. We're all called to serve God where we are. Are you serving faithfully at the moment? The shepherds are also receiving openly. We know the story. An angel appears to them with those great words, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And before long, a whole company of angels began to come and to praise God. Glory to God in the highest. And these shepherds may at first have been frightened by what was happening, but we quickly discover them openly receiving the message of the angel. Verse 15 says that as soon as the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened." They received the message. They understood it. They acted on it. They were open to hear and to listen, open to hear and believe, open to hear and respond. Are you receiving openly from God? Are you open to hear from Him, to listen and to believe? The shepherds received the message. And then we find them going obediently. After saying, "Let's go," we find that they actually did go. Verse 16 says that they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. They left their sheep. They left behind their duties for a spell. They rushed into the town. They were eager to see this baby they had been told about. They didn't need told twice. They came with great speed, urgency, expectation. They were not about to ignore such good news and neglect the Lord. They wanted to come and they wanted to draw near. Are you drawing near obediently? Do you hear God's word? Do you get excited by it and rush to draw close to Jesus? And now look what they did after they've seen Jesus. They're found sharing truthfully. They tell everybody what they had seen. Verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds were unable to keep quiet about this news, this miraculous discovery they had made. They shared abroad all they had seen and heard. They shared the good news of Jesus' birth with everyone they encountered. In essence, these lowly shepherds were the very first missionaries to share the news of the gospel. They were moved by this encounter. They couldn't keep it to themselves. Are you sharing truthfully what you've seen and heard and experienced with Jesus? Don't keep the good news to yourself. Go and tell. And lastly, we see that the shepherds were praising gratefully. Verse 20 says, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen, had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This should come as no surprise. The shepherds had encountered the Christ. He had come to earth just as was prophesied. The word had become flesh and made his dwelling among us. Everything they had been told had come true. They found the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds comprehended the enormity of this encounter, they are moved to offer praise and worship to God. They had seen the Lord and had to praise God. Are you praising gratefully today as we mark Christmas Day, the birth of the Saviour, the one who is Christ the Lord? The shepherds acted in faith and obedience. They heard the message, the good news from the angels, and they went to see the baby Jesus. They were preparing to share God's gift. Like the shepherds, may we be serving faithfully, receiving openly, going obediently, sharing truthfully, and may we be praising gratefully. This Christmas Day, let us come and adore Christ the Lord. Then let us go and tell the good news of our Saviour to all around. Let's pray together, shall we? Loving God, we want to thank you for the joy of this season. We want to thank you for the wonder and amazement of it all, that you would come and take on frail human flesh and live among us. We want to thank you that that message was first shared with some ordinary, hard-working folks like these shepherds. And Lord, we are reminded that your love is for all people, for rich and for poor alike, for the ordinary, for the hard-working amongst us. We thank you that you came for us. Lord, may we be like the shepherds. May we serve faithfully in all that you've called us to do. May we openly receive that gift of love that you give. May we go obediently and share the wonderful and amazing news. And Father God, today above all, would you help us to praise you gratefully and thankfully for all that you have done, and amazingly for all that you have given us this day. Receive our praise and be with us, we ask, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.